JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, you will be looking to inspire increased participation in governance matters in this year's annual Department of Government conference. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-183023. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is expected to deliver the keynote address at the opening of the University of the West Indies UWI Department of Government's annual conference. The conference, set for July 25 to 27 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James, will be held under the theme Governance for Tomorrow, Innovation, Politics, Policy, and Sustainable Development. Head of UWI Mona's Department of Government, Dr. Lloyd Waller, says the conference will seek to increase dialogue within the Caribbean society about the administration of public business and innovation, as well as sustainable practices.
The anticipated outcome is essentially for persons to have an understanding of the different activities that are happening in the different government agencies geared towards enhancing good governance, protecting government that's more efficient, issues of transparency, issues of accountability. So the primary outcome is to share information and to build capacity among different stakeholders who have to interact with government.
Topics to be covered over the 3 days include strengthening participation for development, innovations in transparency and accountability, and innovation and youth, issues of opportunity and exclusion. Presenters will be drawn from both public and non-government agencies, including the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, the Caribbean Climate Innovation Centre, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, and the Scientific Research Council. The conference is open to the public. Registration cost and other details may be found on the conference website at dgovmona.org. That's dgovmona.org. Vision 2030 can only be realized by targeted plans and programs that are closely monitored. There are 4 long-term goals, and each goal will be actualized when national outcomes are achieved. Get in the know at vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page. You may also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 go raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
On our community notice board, there's a special Christian Men's March beginning on Monday, July 16, at the National Stadium car park at 8:30 p.m. For details on how to participate, call 876-933-8507. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.